This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the previous hour, we were talking about this Idaho mom that has given her child marijuana because her child was having seizures. And the child started to have withdrawal seizures as the child was taken off an antipsychotic medication to control the seizures. And so the mom is now petitioning with, I believe, the group Idaho Moms for Medical Marijuana, if that's the right name of the group. I'm trying to find the name of the group that, Idaho Moms for Marijuana, so that she could treat her baby with marijuana if she sees fit. Now, this just opens up a whole can of worms. Okay? On one end, mommies know their kids better than anyone else. They're their mama. And to see a child suffer from seizures and possibly die, and you believe the marijuana will help. Okay? I don't blame any mom wanting to take matters into their own hands to save their baby. All right? So it's out of love. It is definitely out of love. Okay? I got it. I got that. However, what we have learned in recent years, okay, and even beyond, that some parents out there are idiots. You have some real idiots out there. And who protects the child if the parent is an idiot? Well, that's what Child Protective Services does. Child Protective Services is supposed to protect the child. So now you have Child Protective Services coming in to play because marijuana is illegal and the mom is giving a 3-year-old boy marijuana. Now, a lot of questions arise. Where's the doctor? Why, you know, is the doctor prescribing medical marijuana? What's going on here? Where's the dad? You know, why is the kid having these seizures and is not on a medication? Why is he withdrawing off of medication? So there's a lot more that we need. And is she losing custody just because of the marijuana, or is she losing custody for a variety of things, and marijuana was just the icing on the cake? We don't know. But here's the problem, okay? Marijuana, even if it's legalized, does not mean it's safe. Everybody thinks marijuana is safe, and that's why we're legalizing it. All right, but like alcohol, is alcohol safe? No, alcohol is not safe. Alcohol, if you mix with a pain medication, could cause an overdose and cause respiratory depression. Alcohol could cause car accidents. Alcohol could cause GI bleeds. Alcohol could cause cancer. Alcohol is not a safe ingredient, but it's legal. It's legal because government officials and state officials have been able to, from what they believe, get a grasp on how to control safety issues with alcohol to the best that they could from a public health standpoint. And at some point they said, well, fine, people can do whatever the heck they want. Are we allowed to give alcohol to a minor? No, we can't. Alcohol is legal. And you are not supposed to give alcohol to a minor. It's called contributing to the delinquency of a minor. So any of you cool parents out there that are like, you know what, I'd rather the kids, if they're going to party, do it in my house, or I could keep an eye on them, and I get that. I get that a lot. When my kid says he wants to go to a party, I'm like, can't you guys just do the party here? Yeah, but I don't want to give them alcohol. I don't want them to drink. I don't think my son has been drinking. I don't think so. Okay, I think he's a good boy because I could spot that. Even though all he does is mumble all the time, you know, I think I could spot it. So far, so good. But you can't give a legal substance like alcohol to a minor. So even if marijuana becomes legal, that still doesn't mean you could give it to a minor. Can't. And it also doesn't mean the marijuana is safe. Marijuana can increase the risk of bleeding. Let's say if your child has taken some children's Motrin. Did you know that marijuana could do that? That it could enhance the bleeding potential that Motrin could cause or alleviate? Usually kids take children's Motrin than anything else. In terms of adults, it could interact with your aspirin, your Coumadin, you know, other blood thinners, your Aleve, your blood sugar, your insulin. It could lower your blood pressure, cause your blood pressure to drop. It could interfere with your cytochrome P450 enzyme system, which helps you metabolize drugs. So let's say you're taking cholesterol medication, you smoke pot with it. That could unfortunately put you into liver failure without you knowing if it prevents proper metabolism. But see, nobody knows this because nobody studies it. You don't have people admitting that they smoke marijuana. You don't. It's not legal yet, so we can't, you know, in multiple states, so we can't sit there and study this. If you take marijuana with your Valium or your Ativan or your Xanax or with your narcotic, again, that's not safe. So marijuana can be toxic. We know that. It may not kill. I don't think we've had any case studies where somebody overdosed on marijuana to the point that they died, which is why parents think, you know what, I'm going to give my kid a hit, or I'll give my kids some marijuana. So, you know, this mom is worried that her child has seizures. My question is, where's the doctor? Where's the group of doctors? Why is this kid seizing? Can the doctor, if he thinks marijuana will help, prescribe the medical marijuana? But you can't have parents willy-nilly start administering things. In the olden days, yeah, our parents would give us some schnapps. It would help our cough, would go to sleep. It worked. Okay? We don't do that anymore because we have parents that do stupid stuff. Look at that kid that overdosed and died on pain medications because his mom and aunt decided to give him opiates. And he dies because they gave him too many. All right. Unfortunately, we cannot trust the intelligence or competency of many parents these days. So do I agree with Child Protective Services getting involved? Yes. Should the mom lose custody? I need to learn more. I need to know more about what else was going on. And I want that baby getting health care. That's what I want. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I have got to say that I cannot stand the new iPhone update ever since we updated it. I'm in the middle of a text and I'm typing and then it just stops. I'm just unable to, it just, and so then I have to basically shut it down. It just, what's it called? It freezes. I can't stand the phone. Can't stand it. All right. Let's get excited about Election Day. Oh, I cannot wait for it to end. But guess what, guys? There's freebies. There are freebies like Krispy Kreme donuts. Check this out. Okay, so I'm reading this from ABC 13 Eyewitness News. I'm not sure which city this is in, but it looks national, okay? They say Krispy Kreme Donuts announced any guest wearing a sticker indicated that they voted will receive one free donut of choice November 8th at participating shops. Wow. They say this delicious choice is only available to those guests wearing a voting sticker on election day. I early voted, so I don't know where my sticker is now. No coupon is necessary. They say Great American Cookies invites you to choose one free regular cookie at participating stores this election day, Tuesday, November 8th. Oh, see how they did that? Because a lot of us are saying Republicans vote Tuesday, Democrats vote Wednesday. But I guess election day is Tuesday, November 8th. The cookie shop is offering one free cookie to people who show their I voted sticker. No purchase necessary. Macy's will take an extra 20% off via coupon code VOTE during its election day sale. If available, choose in-store pickup to avoid the $9.95 fee over orders of 50 or more, bag-free shipping. Exclusions apply. The deal ends November 9th. Wait, they just got a commercial. Wait. They just got a commercial. Very interesting. But 20% off could be pretty damn good. Marco's Pizza, I don't think I have Marco's Pizza in my neck of the woods, but you may, will reward those who cast their vote for Marco's on election day with a voucher for a free medium one topping pizza. The offer is valid at all participating Marco's Pizza locations across the country. Chuck E. Cheese will give you a free personal sized pepperoni pizza with any pizza purchase when you mention coupon code 5253. All right. And then they say Salata. If you go to Salata on election day with your I voted sticker, you will get $1 off a salad or a wrap. Uber also has discounts. Uber, I guess, $20 off their first ride with the promotional code VOTE TODAY. All users, new or old, can ride for free. Uber is partnering with Google to launch a special in-app feature that will help riders locate polling locations and request a ride with just a push of a button. Excuse me, they better hurry because election day is like tomorrow. Lyft says the company aims to make it easier for people to get around the cities, and we are always happy to see how others use the platform. Yeah, but where's their... Oh, they're going to have a promotion also, but we don't know. You could reserve a free Zipcar on election day from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. to help drive the vote. It's on select Zipcar models, like a Focus Sedan, Focus Hatchback, Fiesta, Fiesta Hatchback, C-Max, Honda Civic. I'm not going to go through all the... Wait a second. All these people are getting free advertising here. But you know what? Good for them. They're going to get freebie stuff. YMCA is going to offer free child care on election day in an effort to provide busy parents and guardians the opportunity to vote on election day. On November 8th, the YMCA of Greater Houston is offering 2 hours of free child care through its Child Watch program. That is pretty. Now, that is American. I think that is very, 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 very cool. All right. This election has been one of the most painful things to watch, and it's been such a roller coaster. Sunday's bombshell of the FBI saying that they reviewed all 650,000 emails and that they're just going to stick to their guns with what they said in August makes you wonder a few things. One is, did they really get through the 650,000 emails in 8 days, or did they say, you want to know what, this is ridiculous, we got the Department of Justice mad at us, we got Hillary Clinton mad at us, it looks like she's winning anyway, which means we'll all lose our jobs. Let's just say that based on what we reviewed, we're not going to change what we said in the summer, but it'll leave it open for us if we have to change it later. So that's how I read it. I read it as they have a problem because the election was starting to change against Hillary. And then when they saw that, wait a second, Hillary could still win. And they were already under so much heat. They said, look, let's just backtrack and say, okay, let's just leave whatever happened in the summer be with the information that we had. All right. And let's just end it there. Now, it doesn't mean they are never going to investigate Hillary again. I don't know. It sounds like it. And if Hillary wins, that's probably reality. But they never said that they are done investigating her completely for everything. All right, and there's still, there's still foundation issues. So there's a lot of issues going on that they could still look at. Whether they're going to look at it or not is a question you and I will probably never know. One of you had asked me, very interesting, what is Donald Trump going to do if he loses? Well, let's not talk about anybody losing yet. We still have one more day till the election. WikiLeaks is still pouring out a whole bunch of stuff, and I'm just beside myself with how ridiculous this election has been on both sides. I'm not happy with both sides. But if, let's say, Trump doesn't win, is he going to challenge the election? Now, with all this information that the debates might have been rigged with question preparation, that would be up to the courts to decide if that's enough to completely stop an election. My guess, or completely reverse an election finding. I mean, the big problem we have here is the election is coming up too quick. And some of you are like, are you kidding me? It's coming up too quick. I can't get here fast enough. If there was an issue with CNN giving the questions, and it sounds like there was, allegedly, then that had to have been dealt with around the debates. It would have had to be dealt with around the debates. I don't think at this point in time, if they don't have the power to deal with what's been happening with the emails as it is, if they're even going to have to be able to touch debate prep. So, Trump has not declined to promise that he would accept the election results. So my guess is he is going to probably go full force and fight them, depending on what these emails that are continuing to come out show. The big question that many of us have is, how can Hillary get security clearance and be president? And my guess is they'll just give it to her. So right now there's a lot of speculation. Is Trump going to do Trump TV? Is Trump going to, let's just get through the election first. Let's see. Same thing with Hillary. If Hillary lost tomorrow, what would she do? She would probably fight. I don't know. I just want this to end as quickly as you, but I want to start preparing for the next 4 years, 8 years, because either way, I think we're in for a heap of trouble. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have gun control on the ballot, we have marijuana on the ballot, and they say marijuana growers, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, are already preparing for a price crash if Proposition 64 passes. They say the business climate right now, if California's legalized pot Tuesday, prices are going to collapse 90%, according to data from the RAND Drug Policy Research Center. The dive would dramatically affect who grows cannabis and where, who profits, who stays in the black market, and who drops out. California's multi-million dollar cannabis agriculture sector promises to be upended by the historic drawdown of prohibition. The passage of Proposition 64 would legalize personal use and growing of marijuana and would license and tax cannabis commerce. By January 1, 2018, licensed retail stores and farms would be open in many cities. It would bring huge changes to pot producers. All right, so the price of cannabis would drop, although I don't know. People are saying the price of cannabis went up because of all the taxes in Colorado and Washington. So it could go either way. So obviously, and we talked about this, people that now have the monopoly on the marijuana industry are not that excited. It looks like there were a few in my town that spent a lot of money to be able to be the ones to sell marijuana. And yes, they got a jump on it. But once you legalize it, I mean, you know, California, Nevada, maybe they may limit the number of retailers so you don't have a pot shop on every corner. But you are going to see a small economic boom from this. 1-877-DOCDALI.
The Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is very interesting. The Pew Research Center says it's becoming harder to stay in America's middle class, and many people are falling out of the category. In 2015, they say middle-income Americans no longer made up the majority of people in the nation. According to Pew, it varies by household size, with smaller households requiring less to support the same lifestyle as larger households. They say at a three-person household, the middle income range is from 42 grand to 126 grand. However, a one-person household needed only about 24 grand to 73 grand to be middle income. It's kind of a big range. For a five-person household to be considered middle income, its 2014 income had to range from 54 grand to 162,000. Huh. I don't understand that. I think the range is just too... I don't understand how... They say the American middle class is now matched in number by those in the economic tiers above and below it. In early 2015, 120.8 million adults were in middle-income households compared to 121.3 million in lower and upper income. So roughly divided into thirds. They say it depends on where you fit into the middle class and where in the country you live. Maryland's middle class is the highest paid in the country. Their average income is 72 grand a year. Alaska, 72 grand. It's 72. Okay, so Maryland is 72,483. Alaska, 72,237. New Jersey is 70,165. Then comes Hawaii and District of Columbia, where middle class citizens are paid an average higher of 67,500. They say the average income in Mississippi is the lowest paid at 37,963. So if you're making close to 40 grand living in Mississippi, you're considered middle class. So then how do you pay those premiums for the health insurance? If you're at about $1,000, $1,200 a month, you can't do it. How do you pay your rent if your rent's about $1,000, $1,500 a month? Then Arkansas was about 40,500, West Virginia was 41,253, Alabama 42,849, Kentucky 43,399. New York fell about 17th in the table of middle income. Middle class, yeah, died to know where, if that was in the middle, then that would have been like 60,000, 50, 60,000. Middle class can also be comprised of net worth, education, occupation. If one person household needed to earn between 24 grand and 73 grand to be considered middle income, five person, 54 grand to 162, they say the lowest paid middle class citizen in New York earns 38 grand. That's middle class. Okay. Makes 38 grand 246, the highest paid in middle class, makes an annual salary of 114,000, so their average is 57,369. What about California? Well, according to this table, California comes in 11th. The average middle class income is 60 grand with a lower limit of 40 grand and an upper limit of 120 grand. They say whether you earn 20,000 or 250,000, you are still more likely to classify yourself as a middle class. So what are they trying to say here? I don't know. Okay, I really don't know. I guess what they're trying to say is middle class is a huge wide range, and you could have people making triple digit and still be considered middle class. You could have people making close to poverty and still be considered middle class. And, I mean, no shock there. Obviously, middle class is a very huge chunk. I mean, you know, we've been, you know, middle class. You know, when I grew up, we had lower middle for some time. We had middle. There was a couple good years where we were upper middle. I remember that. We were upper middle for a little bit of time, and then we fell right back to middle and then lower. So Dan gambled. What do you think? So it was nice being there a couple years, but then not. And so, you know, when I guess where this applies is when you have political candidates campaign saying we are going to help the middle class. And then you find out that, you know, you're making your triple digits. You don't get to have any of the middle class benefits. You're like, but what the heck? I'm middle class. It shows that the range is not fixed. It shows it's also very subjective. You know, I thought a middle class family is where both parents are working. They still have to panic about the bills. Okay. Which is, I think, a lot of us. Okay, as opposed to somebody rich that doesn't have to panic, or somebody that gets government assistance. These are people that provide for themselves, have to panic a little bit, have to budget. When they do budget and they are able to save, they're able to go on vacation, they're able to buy a lot of the consumer electronic goods and you know, things that seem to be, you know, in a middle class home, like one, a computer. I remember not having a computer. In the 80s, when those Mac computers came out, And I remember the fancy homes had one computer. And I remember when the VCR came out, we did not have a VCR. That was expensive. And the videos were expensive. I remember Zorro the Gay Blade. It was one of my brother's favorite movies. It was $80, that video. So, you know, a lot of the electronics were, you know, for the fancier houses, computers, etc. Then all of a sudden we were able to get a computer and we got one. Now it looks like there's half a dozen computers in people's houses. Kids have computers in their rooms. They have laptops. There's iPads. That's crazy. It just blows my mind. But that middle-class house, a middle-class family, will have a couple computers. They may actually have two TVs. Remember having one TV in the house? I remember we had one TV, and then my parents got a small black and white for their room, and there was a second TV. I remember that being so cool, because when I was sick, they didn't have me sleep next to my brother and sister, so they had me come into their room, into their bed, and then I could watch TV on their small TV, and then later it turned to color, and then they had a color TV that was really crappy, and then they got on TV. On TV was some sort of cable, which was crappy also. So, you know, when you think back, you know, middle class, it's different now. And if anybody in any other country took a look at the average middle class house with all the goodies that they have, they'd be like, wait a second, that's pretty fancy schmancy. So I can understand why there's that big range. It's just, you know, you can't lump somebody that makes 126 grand, you know, in a three-person household with the same as 42 grand. Okay, maybe there has to be different stages. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wet wipes made it in the news. And they said wet wipes could take 100 years to biodegrade. They said we use these wipes to remove makeup and clean houses and antibacterial. And they say the plastic makes the wipe stronger. But if you flush it down the toilet, it remains as fibers in rivers and seas for decades. It threatens marine life. Just like the microbeads found in scrubs, it's feared that these plastic remnants will enter the human food chain through seafood. Beauty giants, they say, like L'Oreal, Olay, Johnson & Johnson, and Nivea, are among those who produce these. I use them for a makeup removal. But, unfortunately, households flush them. I throw them in the garbage. I never put anything like that in the water system. The only thing that goes into the water system is the pee and the poop, right? Flushed wipes, they say, can cause blockages, so don't be flushing them down the toilet. But they say they could last at least 100 years. According to Richard Thompson, a marine biologist at Plymouth University's International Marine Litter Research Unit, says we have only been mass-producing synthetic polymers for around 70 years, and it is widely believed the majority of the material produced at that time is still with us on the planet in a form too big to biodegrade. He added that synthetic fibers that reach the environment are likely to persist and accumulate for many years. So, fibers can be swallowed by the barnacles, the scallops, the crabs, and the fish. Then you eat a crab or you eat a scallop, now you get it. So, just kind of keep in mind that a lot of the products we use, trash in the garbage if you can. Just don't stick it down the toilets. Okay, we are going to take a quiz on how stressed we are at work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love Daily Mail. Daily Mail lets you take these cool quizzes to help you figure out if you're stressed at work or not, or if you're, I don't know, in good and bad, and all sorts of other fun things. And I really like the stressed out at work, because now that we're around election time, you know, a lot of us haven't been really complaining about work Have you noticed that? I haven't had one email of anybody complaining about work. Now, they're complaining about going to work after Election Day. Okay, they're complaining about that. But I haven't heard them complain about work or complain about their job. So, good time now to take the test because maybe we'll score really high. So, here we go. Question number one. They say, how do you manage your time at work? Is A, your time fairly flexible and you have a say in deciding how I work and when to take a break? Okay, well, in radio, no. I have some say over the way I work, but would like more. Or I don't have very much control over how I work. Now, what's very interesting about this question is, okay, I'm in radio and I also teach. Okay, I understand why my job is the way it is. Okay, I can't sit there and say, you know what, I'm just going to take a break whenever I have to pee, because then I'd be taking radio breaks all the time. So I'm going to say my time is fairly flexible, and I get to decide how I work, even though radio breaks, obviously, no. But if, let's say, you're like, yeah, no, this is ridiculous, because I have to be at work 8 to 5, I don't get to work at home, I can't come in late, it can be stressful. When something is going to change at work, what happens? A, you have plenty of opportunity to speak to your boss about any changes at work. B, we're always asked about possible changes at work before they happen, but don't have much involvement in how decisions are made. Or C, we are told about changes, and I'd find it hard to speak to my boss. Huh. I would probably say B for me, not so much with radio, but just with everything. Okay, and by the way, if this was about my medical clinic with Obamacare, that'd be, yeah, we aren't told about any changes. That's what I should do. I should do radio, and then I should do Obamacare. All right, so I'm going to say we're always asked about possible changes, but there's not really a lot of control. How do you get on with your boss? Basically, how do you get along with your boss or supervisor? I could rely on them to help me out, encourage me, and provide support. Yes, that's a definite. I could talk to them about something that has upset or annoyed me at work, but that's about it. Huh. That's interesting. I don't get on with them very well, and I don't feel very supported. How do you get along with the people you work with? My colleagues will help me and are always willing to listen to any work-related problems. That is a definite yes. That is definite. I complain to Tom all the time. I don't think my colleagues offer me much support. I get along with them, but I wouldn't discuss my problems with them. Next question. Are any of the following causing you problems? People harassing you with unkind words or behavior at work? I'm not being harassed, but do they talk behind my back? They could. Friction or arguments with your work or colleagues? Nope, never had a fight with Tom yet. Bullying from one or more work colleagues? Did Blake bully me? No, not Blake. No, I think we're good. Difficulties or strained relationships with someone at work, or none of these? None of these. That's why guys never sleep with anybody at work. See, difficulties or strained relationships with someone at work. You sleep with somebody at work, it's going to be stressful. Which of the following best describes how you feel about your role at work? I am clear about what is expected of me at work and know about how to get my job done. Yes, management has made it very, very clear on what I need to do with my job. They have made it very clear. I am clear about what my duties and responsibilities are, but sometimes I don't manage to get everything finished. I am unclear about what my role is. Okay, that could stink if you don't know what your role is. Do you worry about any of the following? Different people at work demand things from me that are hard to combine. I have unachievable deadlines, and I have to neglect some tasks because I have too much to do. I have to work very intensively and find it difficult to take sufficient breaks. I am pressured to work long hours, or none of the above. None of the above for me. But the pressure to work long hours. Okay, so first of all, my results from a radio standpoint is I'm doing pretty good. Okay, so that doesn't help. Now, let me go back and let's do Obamacare. Okay, let me go back because that was my job full-time for so long. Okay, was my time flexible? Did I have say? Did I have some say over the way I work but would like more? I don't have much control over how I work. That's a definite. Okay, that was when I had my clinic. Do you have plenty of opportunity to speak to your boss? Who's our boss? Obama? No. We aren't told about changes, and I find it hard to speak to my boss. There we go. I chose that one. How do you get along with your boss or supervisor? I don't get along with them very well and don't feel very supported. I don't feel like Obama supported me at all when it came to medical care. I can't even talk to them about being annoyed. So there goes that. How do you get along with people you work with? I get along with them okay, but I wouldn't discuss any problems with them. I don't think my colleagues offer me much support, or my colleagues will help me. Yeah, my colleagues can't do jack diddly squat because they are just as screwed over as I was with Obamacare. Are any of the following causing you problems? Is anybody harassing me? Am I being bullied? Do I have strained relationships with someone at work? No, that's fine because we're all in the same boat, so I'll say no to that one. I am clear about what is expected of me. I am unclear what my role is. That's me in medicine as a physician. I am unclear what my role is. I have no idea if they want me to be a Pez dispenser or if they want me to actually think for myself or just not order any tests and wave a magic wand. I don't know what they want me to do. Do I worry about the following, that different people will demand things from me that are hard to combine? Yes. I have unachievable deadlines and I have to neglect tasks. Yes, with that ICD-10, that was ridiculous. I have to work very intensively and find it difficult to take sufficient breaks, and I am pressured to work long hours. All of these are a yes. So now what does it say? Uh-oh. It says you need Valium. They say, I may be experiencing more than healthy pressure at work, you think? Thank God I don't have to deal with that anymore. It's just I really miss my patients. It's been hard. Saying goodbye to my patients. I love teaching, by the way. Teaching at Troy University is these kids are amazing. I love teaching them so much. It is so much fun. But it's hard to say goodbye to your patients. And, you know, if anybody asks, you know, why did you accelerate closing your practice or retiring from medicine? And one is I love to teach, and that opportunity was amazing. But B, I had promised you guys that I was going to stick it out through this whole Obamacare thing, and you couldn't. You know, there's only so much you could borrow. There's only so much you could mortgage. There's only so much you could downsize. Just couldn't, you know. So it's a shame. It's a real shame. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your salad drawer could be the most dangerous spot in the fridge, as it harbors 8,000 bacteria per square centimeter. That is, they say scientists have warned that the salad drawers and refrigerators contain nearly 8,000 bacteria for every square centimeter and 750 times the levels of bacteria considered safe for humans. The drawers can harbor killer bugs like Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria. You got decomposing and rotting vegetables. That's true. The candy drawer is like spotless. The candy drawer is emptied out. There's not one speck, not one M&M, nothing sitting in the candy drawer. But when you look at the vegetable, you got broccoli that's white and brown. You got grapes that are, 50 shades of brown. I don't know what the heck. One study looked at salad drawers in 30 frost-free fridges. Had frost-free fridges, say that 10 times fast. 30 frost-free fridges had 7,800 bacteria per square centimeter with some swabs at 129,000 per square centimeter. Please don't look at my fridge. All right, so you need to have your fruits and vegetables in nice cubicles. Your refrigerator, I'm looking at a picture on what a refrigerator is supposed to look like. Guys, the inside of your refrigerator is supposed to be white. No splatter marks. No. The inside of the refrigerator is actually white. And get this, the levels, the trays are clear. I know. It's usually all brown. And no, they're see-through. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.